I first met Noah, I knew that he was going to be a special part of our classroom dynamic. On Meet the Teacher night, I remember speaking with his dad and learning that he was a little scared for Noah to be in middle school. He explained that Noah had skipped fifth grade and came straight to sixth, and he was worried that Noah would have trouble fitting in because he didn't know many of his new classmates. This caught me by surprise because, from the first day of school, other students seemed to take to Noah like a moth to a flame. I reassured his father of this, but promised to keep an eye on him. As it turns out, neither of us really had to worry. Noah was an integral part of our class. He was always willing to help out and share with others. Whether he was explaining a difficult concept, showing someone how to correctly use a dictionary, or loaning out something to write with, Noah was not only a friend to anyone and everyone in our class, but the kind of kid who makes middle school so special. As time went on, though, I started to see how Noah wasn't just sweet and caring, but he also had a goofy side that made us all laugh. There would be days where I would be in the middle of the lesson, and he'd do something that would catch us all off guard, and we couldn't help but stop to laugh. To this day, I look forward to seeing him after school each afternoon as he walks past my classroom on his way to catch the bus. As his teacher, it's been an honor to watch him grow. I can't imagine how lucky other kids feel that they get to be his friend. Today, I'm honored that I get to help share Noah's message with you. Wise beyond his years, Noah's story is one that we can all benefit from, no matter what age we are. Hey Noah, let's start with, what's your favorite thing about middle school so far?
Having the freedom to make decisions.
Getting a lot more freedom in middle school is definitely something that I enjoyed about middle school as well. So tell us, why did you choose to write this essay and share it with us today?
To teach kids not to hold in anger.
Holding in anger is really hard, even for adults. So I'm glad that you're going to be sharing something like this with us because I don't think I've heard an essay that talks about this yet. Okay, so my last question. I know that you wanted to dedicate this podcast to somebody, so why don't you go ahead and share with us who that is?
My mom, because she was there with me when I was going through this.
Thank you so much for chatting with us today, Noah. It's been really great talking with you. I'm going to go ahead and let you get started. This is Noah reading his original essay, The Lost Friend.
You know how parents say not to hold in grudges? Well, it's not for nothing. Letting anger boil inside of you isn't healthy and can have scarring effects. I believe you shouldn't hold in anger because you could lose someone very important to you. When I was in about the fourth grade, I had a best friend. Her name was Valerie, but we called her Val. We were inseparable, and we had a lot of really good times together. My favorite time with her was when we would annoy the soccer players at recess. We would get in their way and kick the ball. They would tell on us, and we would explain that we just wanted to play. We would laugh so hard, but one day it all changed. Me and my other friend were shopping for costumes because it was almost Halloween. The next day, I told Val about what I got, and she exploded. She was yelling at me because she said we were supposed to shop together. I got upset, too. I mean, it was a stupid reason to get mad. We didn't talk for 3 weeks. When I couldn't hold in my anger any longer, my friend told me news I will never forget. She had moved. She was gone. I froze. I couldn't believe I let my anger get the best of me. I regretted everything I did. I was disappointed, a little bit in her, but mostly in me. I mean, I know it was a stupid reason to get all boiled up, but I did promise to shop with her. I still to this day wish I could say sorry. I believe that staying mad at someone won't do anything except hurt you.
Thank you, Noah, for sharing how holding on to anger can impact our lives in a negative way. That was a great reminder that things can change quickly, so it's important to let people know how much you care when you can. I hope that if any of our listeners are currently holding on to anger, that they will take time today to reflect and maybe even let that anger go. This podcast, Lessons from Sixth Grade, is written, recorded, and produced by myself, Miss Dupree, and my students. You can currently listen to it on Spotify and Google Podcasts. We are currently waiting for episodes to hit Apple Podcasts, and I promise to keep you updated as soon as that happens. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of Lessons from Sixth Grade.